Hello.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine, man.
So yeah, I got the picture. I got the percentages all in order. So I mean, I think now, what you guys should do is, what is that new place gonna look like? Where are you gonna go? Do you have a place in mind? Any of that information?
That's what we're just starting to work on. My dad's had heart surgery. We've had a million things happen. So like I've just now started being able to even,
Look for places.
yeah, not, I'm hoping I, if the phone call went good today with this and gave me some hope, I was going to start prioritizing that today.
Okay.
So.
So, I mean, we just as I told Gabriella, it is not a problem for us. The only thing that I would say is just because of the economy, and I mean, really, we would be able to offer payoff. And take over the loan.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you want to get out of the house, and it's just if you deal with realtors, or one, you'd have to come to the table with money, and then two, you'd have to deal with inspections, and I mean, that process could take up to a year, considering your area.
Right.
So this is nothing that we can't handle.
My only issue is with just payoff, it wouldn't leave us with much anything to even start back over or get somewhere secure anywhere or even pay off the debt that we have that we've gotten because we lost a lot of our business. So everything that we were paying off is now behind, and so to just pay it off, we would just be trying to find a place that would fit both of our kids, my wife and I, and it would be paying around the same amount. I mean, to me, that doesn't scream. It gets us out of here, but then it gets us into another position.
Sure, absolutely. So what kind of debt are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we were doing great with it, but then everything went out of control. We had to start using started using them for bills. It's not terrible, but it's about 15,000.
15,000. That like credit card debt?
Yeah, everything else has been fine.
Right. So your debt isn't going to change one way or the other. And I hate to tell you that, but I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Here to tell you the truth. And, people will tell you one thing, and then, they'll promise you the moon, and if you're lucky, you'll see a star.
Yeah,
So,
I appreciate the honesty.
yeah, I mean, the debt isn't going to change, and it doesn't matter if you talk to me or the next guy. It's just this is we can help with moving costs. I'll throw that in there, but the debt is the debt, and at the end of the day, that would be coming out of our pocket, meaning the moving costs. That's a solo cost. I mean,
Yeah.
that would just be a good faith type of gesture. Just because, I do feel for you guys, and so we could definitely, get you squared away with some, out of pocket, just some moving money.
Right.
Put it that way.
Do
Because
would you yeah. I was just going to say, what would that look like so I can have an idea so I can talk to her?
So, I mean, you know, I don't know if you, you know, have done the many transactions with real estate, but, you know, for this transaction, this would take just a loan about $2,500 to close.
Right.
And then, you know, whatever I pay to you for moving costs. So, you know, if I'm out of, you know, realistically, I wouldn't want to be out of pocket, you know, no more than $5,000. So that would be, you know, like $2,500 to you at closing. And I'd still have to close it, which is another $25,000. So I'm out, you know, as soon as I get the house, I got $5,000. I'm $5,000 in, and then I have the loan in. So that's what that would look like. And, you know, the major issue here is, you know, the place where you guys live at. So, you know, you can be in the same house with the same debt, or you can be somewhere else with, you know, maybe something a little bit different.
Yeah. That's very true.
What would be the, just being honest, I'm just curious, is the situation on, you know, that level where, you know, the debt's not going to change. It's just that's nothing that I can do about it. Nobody can do that. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And the thing is you just keep working and you keep plugging along, and, you know, eventually, you know, you just hope for the best. And I mean, at the end of the day, there are other options, which are filing for, you know, bankruptcy and things like that. But I wouldn't advise you to do that. It might feel like you're in a bad situation now, but you're nowhere near close to, you know, where other people have been.
I was going to say, that's the thing. A lot of people are in hundreds of thousands of dollars debt on average.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't be worried about the debt or anything. I would, I'd be worried about the area and your kids. And that's just, you know, that's what she told me. And that's just the best thing that I can tell you to do for one, your family and, you know, yourself.
Okay. So, and thank you for that. It was the moving costs. Give me just a rough estimate so I can put that down.
Let's just say $2,500, you know, moving costs.
Okay.
And that's just to you guys when we when we close it, that just goes to you guys.
Okay. All right.
And then obviously we'll do like 90-day close or whatever, however long you need.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. 90 days.
I mean, it doesn't matter. The days, that's all negotiable. I mean,
right.
That, you know, it's really up to you guys. You know,
just how long we need to get out.
Yeah, if it takes 6 months, take 6 months. I mean, we're not pushing forward. We're not pulling back. We're just kind of just steering. You know, however fast you want to go, we'll steer in that direction.
Okay. Let me, if that's all the information you got, boss, let me go start just kind of getting things together in my head, figuring out what we need to be doing. And, I can shoot you a text and try to tell you, and I'll make sure I keep you informed.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, I'm not going anywhere, and, you know, I'm here to help you guys out. And I will say this, you guys seem like very nice people. And whether we do business together or not, be careful what you sign and who you do it with.
I know. I've been an analyst for a long time. I'm a meticulous researcher.
Good. Well, regardless, like I said, you know, just who you do business with is going to really impact your next three moves.
Yeah, I agree.
So I can help you, and I'm more than willing to. So you have my number.
Yes, sir.
You have my personal number. I have yours. I have Gabriella's. I don't think there's anything left to be said here.
Okay.
I do wish safe, you know, safe residency. And, you know, whenever you guys call, I'll definitely answer. I tell everyone the same thing. If you're, you know, if you can't get a hold of me, you're not trying. So
that's right.
All right. I'll definitely
yes,
be here. I'll definitely be here for you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you for everything and being very honest.
Absolutely, sir. It's no problem at all. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too.